Well, all in all, we finished, and there's a lot to be said about that in the Rolex 24. I'd say it's one great thing driving for Kevin. He never gives up. The whole Dorn Racing team here, all the crew guys, I mean, they spent a lot of time in the pits, and they did a great job getting the car back running. We had an issue with the power steering unit, had a problem with the gearbox, and then also there was some contact late in the race between us and the GT car. They had to fix the suspension and all that. They did a great job getting it done. They were quick, and they got it spot on, because we went out there after all that, and Mabel was turning some of our quickest times at the end of the race. So there's a lot to be said about that. It definitely would have been nice to finish a little bit higher up. I think all of us were hoping for at least the top five. And, you know, I thought that this year being our third year with the new Dallara chassis and suspension and everything, we were going to be able to give it a good run out after, since we developed it and gotten all the bugs sort of sorted out. But I guess that's why it's so special when you do end up winning a Rolex watch here. It's because there's so much that can go wrong, and you're just battling so much. So I'll just try to come back next year and give it a go, try to be on top of the podium.